And welcome, my friends. George Norrie back with you with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com, by the way. And that's the website to go to. If you haven't been to it tonight, do it and slam it. I love it when it gets slowed down because we hit it with so many hits. Randy, amygdalin that you find in apricot seeds and in almonds, does it fight cancer? What do you think?
I do believe it does. And I was just reading today about the Hunzas. And in this country, people will eat, you know, maybe a handful of them. Over there, at least the story I was reading today actually blew my mind. They were eating over like 100 a day.
Wow.
Yeah, like I didn't know even that you could eat that many of them, but that's normal in their diet like that.
It's amazing. Edgar Cayce, the late American prophet, in one of his readings said that if you eat several almonds a day, you will prevent cancer. He never said cure. He doesn't use the word, but he said it will prevent cancer if you eat the almonds. Yes. And he had this incredible gift.
He did. He did. And it wasn't just in the pits of, you know, the ones you mentioned. There was others: peaches, plums, apple seeds. You know, the government forced the pasteurization of apple juice. And why did they do that? They said, well, because there's arsenic in the seeds. Well, arsenic does happen in nature in low dose. And I eat apple seeds all the time. I eat the seeds of most every fruit that I eat. You know, the melons, the melons have what they call a bitter melon, which is noted for helping to prevent cellulite. And you just get it in the seed. Why not?
How did you teach yourself? Self-taught, or did you have somebody to study with?
I did go to school, and, you know, they, in naturopathy school, they dive down a lot of different modalities. And then you've got to figure out which one you want to go down further. And so I have worked with three trauma ER doctors. I have worked with a celebrity chef who happens to be over in Australia right now. I've worked with acupuncturists, two doctors of veterinary medicine, Dr. Wallach being one of them. So, you know, I've kind of ran the gamut on my education, and I never, ever stop. I'm always educating. I'm kind of that nerdy girl on Friday night, not necessarily out in the club, but I'm more at home reading blood work and studying about cancer. And I look at all of the studies. I go do all the deep dives. So
let's go to the phones. East of the Rockies, Joe, Long Island, New York. Hey, Joe.
Randy, I want to ask about one thing and then go into more adjuncts as a second question. My first thing, you were just talking about microplastics, which seems to be very alarming. I was listening to a podcast, a woman physician was talking about microplastics, and she did recommend quercetin found in red onions as one of her main three recommendations for getting at the microplastics out of the system, but also said that it's been found recently that quercetin helps the brain nerve too, but she didn't elaborate on that. She said it's complicated. So that's my first question. And then my second question is just about some of the things that people also do as an add-on for their health, which is like meditation, collecting your thoughts, fasting, and red light therapy. But I think with the meditation, it's seems very experimental. You're not going to really know what you're going to get out of that necessarily, I would think. And also the fasting seems experimental to me, that people aren't sure what that's going to do for them.
Now what's the question, Joe?
So my question is, should people try the fasting a little bit, or the red light therapy a little bit, or the meditation a little bit, and just see how it goes?
Okay. So there was a lot there. Let's go back to the microplastics. So those, what she couldn't go into because she said it was complicated, really is not complicated. Microplastics can trigger chronic inflammation in the tissues, and quercetin will calm inflammatory pathways. Okay. So pretty simple explanation, just kind of really brought down to layman's terms. Okay. The microplastics themselves, that's obviously a humongous problem. Okay. And when you're pulling that out of the body and eliminating it, that's why I talked about herbal rainforest, because she mentioned one thing. And that's the problem with most doctors out there, is they will, and most regimens that people are on, they're picking one thing or two things or three things. The herbal rainforest, and there's a reason why I say don't get it on Amazon, because there's fake sites, there's fake products. The Chinese over there create labels that mimic ours exactly. They copy companies exactly. And it's literal garbage being thrown into a bottle, and then Amazon puts it in a bin. There's no differentiation between truly Youngevity's herbal rainforest and truly something from China. That's why you never buy these things off of Amazon, ever, in my opinion. Okay. It has over 77 very targeting cleansing herbs and minerals. So it's very specific. So not just one thing that's being cherry picked, no offense to her or any other doctors out there, but they just don't have the knowledge. They're, you know, they didn't work with all of these people like I have and continue to educate. And they went to school, they got a little bit of education, and then they're out there kind of puking up all this information on everybody, and people are not getting the help. Somebody reached out a couple weeks ago. They said that they had a, I think, don't quote me, but I want to say that the organ was kidney failure and they were on dialysis. And somebody had decided, well, this is what Dr. Shannon would give you. And it was nowhere near what I would have gave. So people can't speak for me on what I would give or what I would say. But I can tell you, most everybody out there woefully gives the lowest and wrong amounts. So quercetin alone is not the answer. It's a piece of the puzzle, a good piece, but not the only piece.
Okay. You have to have a package, don't you?
Correct. Yes. So in that herbal rainforest, there's binders, there's things that are going to move it. And then he mentioned actually red light therapy. I like all these other modalities like red light therapy, saunas, where you're going to sweat the toxins out. You know, and George, there's a process, and I have no idea what it's called, but where mostly women will go and they'll get some kind of, they're kind of like zapping you to get rid of unwanted hairs or this or that. Mm-hmm. Or people will go in to stop sweating. That is the most crazy thing I've ever heard, because when you go to a masseuse or massage therapist, they're shoving all your toxicity towards two locations, the groin and the armpit, and they're moving it. That's why they're working along your whole back, et cetera. They're moving it towards those areas so that you then sweat it out. And that's why they tell you, drink lots of water. These spa type locations are stopping people from sweating. And I just look at that as, oh my gosh, they are literally bottling up all the things that will cause cancer. I think it's absolutely crazy. If your body sweats, awesome. That means you're functioning.
Let's go west of the Rockies now. Jim's with us in Sherman Oaks, California. Hi, Jim.
Hey, George. Wanted to wish you a happy belated birthday. I feel like it was last year.
It was a couple months ago, but thanks.
It just took forever to try to get through, and I couldn't. But I did write a birthday song. Maybe I'll shoot it over to you. I wrote it for my mother, and try and get that over to you. It's in its acapella stages. But some other quick points real quick before I had my question was, you know, my sister died during COVID as a doctor. She's a brilliant doctor that worked around children. She was attacked. Yeah, it was like she was attacked by ants. And we actually were talking about critical health news on around that time. And so you got some great resources. I, too, am trying to phase out peanuts because I can tell you that I bought deep-fried peanuts and I lost my mind loving them. So maybe you shouldn't try those. But, yeah, it's just delicious. I don't even eat fried food, but I couldn't get away from those. you know, I do have the age-old question, and that is, you know, I have a brother that has got a full head of hair, like myself. I got another brother who's completely bald. And, you know, I've always asked this question about, can you reverse gray hair? And is there the nutrition guide of gray hair and going that line of actually reversing it?
Copper supplements, right, Randy?
Copper.
Yes, but if somebody's losing hair, it may be a heart problem. So that would be a situation, because listen, I've had kids come to me. Dr. Wallach had kids come to him, 8, 9, 10 years of age, that had gray hair. So it wasn't aging. It's not aging. It is absolute deficiency. Could it be copper? Yeah. But would I just take copper? No.
I was at a luncheon with Doc Wallach, and he was sitting at a table of guys who had a lot of gray hair. And he stopped his lunch of 42,000 vitamins, and he said to them, you guys are deficient in copper, all of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll always remember that.
See, if I had done a face, tongue, fingernail analysis, and I could have literally went around the table and said, stick out your tongue. That's how I used to do lectures pre-COVID. When the lockdowns happened, that stopped. But I was going from hotel to hotel all over this country doing lectures. And I would teach them a little bit. And then they would look at their neighbor and they would think that they found, you know, maybe a little here or there. And I would then go around the room and I would see all kinds of things that pointed towards the heart. And of course, the commonality is I look at them and I see gray, white, silver hair. So could it just be copper? Maybe. But it also could be a lot of things that have to do with the heart, which is why it's very important everybody has a brain and heart pack.
Or it's called getting old, Randy.
I don't even buy it because I'm 57. Pretty much everyone that I went to school with colors their hair. I have never colored my hair until a few months ago, not because it was gray, but because we were filming a television show and they wanted it lighter. So for the show, I did it for the first time in my life. And they created a video and they were sifting through my hair on the video looking for a gray hair and couldn't find it.
Well, you look like you're in your early 40s.
I love you so much, George. Yeah, I'm 57. So
good for you. Let's go to Steve in Burbank, California. Hey, Stephen, welcome to the program.
Hi, George. I wanted to ask Dr. Shannon about something I'm dealing with currently. A case of bronchitis that's been going on for over a month. Started out as a minor cold. I do take the supplements. I do Tangy Tangerine, you know, every day. I've been doing it for years, and I rarely get sick. But this cough is really knocking me out, and I can't get rid of it. And I did go to urgent care and had an X-ray done, and they ruled out pneumonia and anything else that was unusual. So the guy's just suggesting that, you know, hey, you know, drink a lot of water and get rest and so on and so forth. So I'm wondering if you had any other recommendations for that.
Yeah, and a couple of questions first. Do you smoke?
No, I don't.
And are you outside? Are you exposed to fumes or polluted? Well, we all know we're exposed to polluted air, but...
I do some hiking. I do mm-hmm. a fair amount of outdoor activities. Living in L.A. here, there's always stuff in the air, I suppose.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, anything that's lowering the immune system can definitely... you know, knock you down and allow any kind of sickness to get in. But when the airways are irritated or inflamed, you're going to have that problem. So you want to focus on certain things. So in particular, the call team has a respiratory support, which I absolutely love. And it has a whole host of things in it. Mullein leaf, licorice root, thyme, oregano, eucalyptus. That one may not be in it, but you can also get a diffuser. And then the team also has a couple of different oils, that essential oils that would work, that would be great for breathing, eucalyptus being one of them. And then you want, for sure, you mentioned the mineral. I don't know if you're on like the whole brain and heart pack, but that would be important. Because you're going to get C and zinc, and those support the immune defense against anything bacterial or even viral. I love colloidal silver. They have that. That one is one of my huge and main go-tos, and every single medicine cabinet and emergency bag should have that in it.
Well, you just put a little bit under the tongue, right?
Yeah, you can do it 2-3 times a day. I talked to a doctor who used to formulate that, and he would infuse it with oxygen. And I said, because I've had a client that was blue. She could be listening. She was bluish gray because she met a bad doctor somewhere who told her that she should drink 2 quarts a day of that, and she did.
Oh, geez.
And so, yeah, of course, her skin turned. And so I asked this formulator, how much of it can you really drink a day before the things start to turn where it's not permanent? Believe me, it can be removed, but most people don't realize that. And he said, I would drink, and you know, his were probably about 4 to 6 ounces. I would drink one of those every day for 7 days. Now, I'm not suggesting that. I'm not going to give anybody any kind of dosing on that, but I've done it. I'm still white as snow. So, but the brain and heart pack would be fantastic. Warm teas, bone broth, garlic and onions. You probably did all of this stuff. Hydration, definitely rest. But if you're not, you know, stopping the cough, it's one of the times that I would, and this would probably go against Dr. Wallach, but it would only be a temporary thing, a castor oil pack, and put that kind of around the throat area.
Edgar Casey loved that too.
Did he? Well, there we go. Yeah, that's going
to
ease congestion. It's going to draw the circulation, you know, back in. So walking, vibration plate, that'll help, you know, that movement will help to loosen any kind of mucus that might be in there. And then I would also get, and this is going to sound crazy, but I'd get probably the 4-pack of Killer Biotic from the call team.
Because okay, if you missed anything, Steve, call 1-855-949-7234. They've got all the numbers. And we're going to come back in a moment with Dr. Randy Shannon and take final phone calls right here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. George Norrie with you, along with Dr. Randy Shannon, criticalhealthnews.com. And that toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, which is the same as 1-855-949-RADIO. Tom has a text or tweet for you, Randy. What do you have, Tommy?
Randy, Jeff in California wants to know why people are so easily hooked on chocolate and would like you to explain the difference in the cacao.
Okay, well, cacao is not necessarily as tasty as what most would think a Hershey bar. So my father used to work for Hershey Foods. So even though in previous shows I talked about not eating any sugar, when he went to work for Hershey Foods, man, I don't know if they're just putting addictive things in there. Sugar is very addictive. So I definitely liked the Reese's peanut butter cups. Today, that would be one of the most disgusting things I could eat. I don't even touch any of those types of chocolate bars. You know, people get hooked on chocolate for a mix of, you know, basically emotions, brain chemistry, biochemistry. You hear about women craving chocolate bars at their, you know, cycle, when the cycle comes through. That's literally deficiency. So the body actually needs other things. It's not really craving that chocolate bar like we know off the store shelf. It is, however, craving things like magnesium. Okay. It wants actual nutrients, but you're not giving it when you go grab that bar. Dark chocolate, those like I'll actually eat a dark chocolate bar that's like 70% of actual cacao. So you're getting a little bit closer and a lot less sugar. It actually has some beneficial compounds in it. So the chocolate bars are kind of like a perfect storm. You got sugar, fat, you have natural stimulants, brain-pleasing chemicals that just trigger the body's reward system. If you can go more towards the cacao, you're getting a much better product that actually does have benefits in the body.
Randy, I'm hearing a lot about Himalayan pink salt. What do you think of that?
So Himalayan is the one that I used to use a lot until I realized that they use basically blasting powders to get that out of the caves. So that's not the one I really go with anymore. However, Youngevity does have one that is third-party tested. You don't see that on a store shelf, pink Himalayan salt. Okay, so if it says third-party tested, I'm going to trust that a whole lot more than I would anything on a store shelf.
Interesting takes. Back to the phones, Mike in Alaska. Take it away, Michael.
Hello, George and Dr. Randy. Well, Mike here, north of the Rockies. George, I hope you schedule Dr. Randy again and again. We love her here and her courage. She is great.
We will. Thanks, Mike.
Love you right back. Thank you.
Oh, you bet. I have split-level comments and only one very important question at the end, but I wanted to touch on a few things you talked about, water. I found out the water system in L.A., well, actually, the sewage system at Hyperion just got, I think they just got another waiver to keep the 2.5 mile, the 5 mile, and the 7.5 mile pipeline system discharged from Hyperion and Santa Monica Bay. Those are 12-foot diameter pipes. The 2.5 mile is supposed to be potable, 5 mile semi, 7.5 mile raw. Well, they just got another waiver to use all pipelines for raw. So I feel sorry for the lifeguards and the surfers, fishermen, people who eat fish out in the bay. That's just disgusting what L.A. is doing at the Hyperion treatment plant. But arsenic's a necessary nutrient for your brain power, and they tested 3 cities out in the Mojave mining communities, Randsburg, Johannesburg, and Atolia. They tested all the locals there for arsenic in their blood system. Well, they never got back with the results, and they finally found out they didn't come back because every resident there was like 80, 90, pushing 100 years old. So they were plenty healthy. Arsenic wasn't affecting them, and they spent millions of dollars moving tailings because of a potential arsenic poisoning, and it was a big farce to spend money. But I wanted to talk mainly about chaga. I'm going to harvest chaga up here in the Arctic this winter. I've been studying it. It's a fantastic mushroom. It's called the Inatus oblicus mushroom, and it's fantastic. I wanted to see what you thought about it, Dr. Randy. It prevents cancer, and I know some secrets. I want to tell you, everybody out there, how to get it. It prevents cancer. It's anti-inflammatory, lowers blood pressure, antioxidant, regulates blood sugar, immune system. It helps the immune system, lowers cholesterol. It helps your skin. It helps energy and gives you a feeling of well-being. The natives have harvested this stuff for centuries. And the secret is it's on birch trees. And if you go in areas where they've mined in the last 100 years, those birch trees get scarred up. And that's where that chaga grows. And the natives used to know that. And they used to pick the bark off of the birch trees and come back 5 years later and the chaga be chaga would be breaking out on the side of the tree. You could see it hanging there. I always thought it was a fungus, but the natives even make coffee out of it, and they burn it for mosquitoes. But I know where to harvest it. It's you go in the birch tree forest and look at the old mining sites, and I know where we've even scarred up from our bulldozers and stuff, many acres of birch. So I'm going to check that out. And you only harvest in the winter because you don't want to hurt the tree because you literally got to cut into the bark and slice this piece off. But, man, it's I think it's highly marketable, Dr. Randy, and I wanted to get your opinion on chaga.
We're already marketing it. It's already there. We have it in our 20 Daily Super Veggie Blend. Okay, so that is chaga is in there. They also have it in the Taza de Vida coffee line, and it's listed as ultimate mushroom complex, and the chaga is in it. Okay, so we do have it. I do believe in it. I do believe in more than just that one. There is several mushrooms that are good. So to take that one just by itself, you're kind of doing yourself a disservice because there are other mushrooms like reishi, shiitake, maitake, and we have those concoctions.
It's a blend, isn't it?
That's correct, yes. So that one in particular is going to be the killer biotic, which I had mentioned that in the previous segment. The killer biotic is a daily in my diet. And I don't drink a ton of coffee, but I do drink the one that has also a mushroom blend, because I do believe you need more than just one. And chaga is one of them.
Let's go to Diane in California on the wild card line. Hello, Diane.
Hi. Hi, guys. I had a question. I was recently diagnosed with cataracts with severe glaucoma. And I know your stuff can't get rid of everything, but I just had one eye operated on last week for the glaucoma and the cataract. The other one's next month. Is there anything I could take that would keep the good eye from getting worse, or even after they operate on it next month, can I get any other kind of vitamins or something that would just help the eye from, I guess they would get worse as you go on, even though glaucoma is supposed to be irreversible. Is there any way to keep it from just getting worse in the future?
Talk about Octave. Is it Octave? Is that what it's called?
Occutive, yeah. Occutive and Vision FX are fantastic eye products. They're actually the eye vitamins. The eyes want that. And I would always pair that with a brain and heart pack, no doubt about it. There is other things, but you definitely want to avoid sugar, all the seed oils, any kind of oxidative stress. I don't know if you smoked or if you were around a lot of toxins, if you had poor nutrition. UV light is another one if you're a diabetic. So it's very important to talk to the doctor, and you can get to me. And when you do call in, if you want to talk to me, like actually let them know that you want to talk to me, and they do need to pass you on and will pass you on to me. And they can give you my direct number. They all have it. So make sure you get that, because if you need to talk to the doctor, you have every right to, and you should. But there's a lot of reasons why this could have happened to you. And so we would just want to get to the heart of it. But those would be the things where I would start.
You do know how many phone calls you're going to get, Randy, right?
I don't mind. I talk to everybody.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tom in Tucson, Arizona. Hello, Thomas. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Tom. George, we met over in Scottsdale at the meet and greet with the
buddies. Yes, that's right.
That's right. Are you going to do another one in the Phoenix area coming up?
We might. We know over the next year or two, we might do that, Tom.
Boy, I hope so. That would be great. I've got a couple of questions. Back to the peanut butter thing. Almond butter. Now, I have Justin's almond butter, but then you mentioned something about fresh almond butter or something to that effect. How do you get that?
You mean as in make your own? You can just grind it up, make your own.
What do you think of what do you think of almond milk, Randy?
No, because that's been in the carton for a while, and I kind of touched on that earlier. I believe in making your own almond butter. You can make your own almond milk, but you have to drink or eat those things typically within 30 to 60 minutes. What you're getting on the store shelf is much older, and that's full of sugars.
So, you can make it for the moment, though.
Absolutely. And that I'm all for.
There you go, Tom. Good luck to you. Next up, let's go to Aaron in Chicago. First time caller. Hi, Aaron.
Hi. I 2 years ago, I started having problems speaking, and I had trouble breathing. So I went to neurologist, speech therapist. Every test was done for me, and no one could come up with anything. Finally, 3 weeks ago, I was diagnosed at Northwestern Hospital for having upper motor neuron disease, which is a form of ALS. And according to the neurologist in Northwestern, nothing can be done. I then scheduled to get a second opinion with the Mayo Clinic that will be in November. I've also been researching a doctor that specifically does exosomes through a nasal spray. He's the only one in the country that does it, and he's been doing it for 6 months. It's experimental. And even when I laugh, I can't breathe. It's very hard. So I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out because my voice sounds like Bobby Kennedy Jr., or people think I had a stroke. Or I drink. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do anything. I'm a healthy workaholic type of guy.
All right, let's get some recommendations if we can, Aaron, before we're out of time. Randy, can you?
Okay. Yep. And I don't know if he's on a brain and heart pack, but I would definitely start there. Exosomes are definitely being studied big time right now. I don't know how I would feel about being part of that experiment. Definitely not something to be played around with. So I wouldn't want to just say one or two things.
Randy, what do you do for yourself? Supplement a lot?
Yeah, every single day. I get my sunshine. People might think it's weird, but, you know, I do walk around barefoot most of the time when I'm outdoors or whatever in my yard. Go to the beach, and I definitely take my supplementation. I'm very careful at what I eat. I eat a lot of protein, a lot less carb than most people, and very physical. I love to get the lymphatic system moving. So there's a place I go to here where they use Colombian tools. So it's not something that's available everywhere, but it's kind of like fascia blaster. A lot of people have heard of that. And they work your whole body. You kind of feel like, what is the one cow that they massage so that the meat is tasty and soft? That's kind of what you feel like when they're working your body. Like, oh my gosh, I feel like, you know, that. But at the end of the day, it gets your lymphatic system going. And your skin doesn't get lumpy or, you know, I'm 57, so I want to have great skin. And
well, and again, you only look like you're in your 40s. We'll talk to you in 6 weeks, which will put us in November. Dr. Randy Shannon with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. Back in a moment to talk about your soul.